Well, guys, this is the first episode of the newly revamped podcast, Half Smart Podcast. I'm here with Marcus.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to be back, man. It's been a while, a long hiatus for us, but hey, I'm happy to be here.
Back to our old place.
Got some natty lights.
Saturdays.
Natty lights Saturdays. It's Wednesday, but we're drinking the natties for the boys. And, yeah, man, happy to be here.
Yeah, we got Max on the podcast.
Yeah, we got Noah's old friend, Max. Yeah.
Me and Noah grew up together.
Yeah, man, just chilling, enjoying this rainy Pacific Northwest summer here.
Kind of pretty. Honestly, I'm pretty down with the rain right now.
Yeah.
It was getting real hot in Portland.
I like the rain, man, at all times. That's why I'm here.
And we're here in the Dirty Coop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all you can call it.
Right? This is Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a nice scene. Oh, we got the fan going, too. Some spliff action. Some.
Cheers.
Gracias.
Oh, that thing's sick.
Today we're going to read from you.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Works amazing. Are we reading from this?
We're going to read a 12-page excerpt from the Plans of the Gods, narrated by Max.
Oh,
dude. No, here. What's this episode about, man?
I just remember having some crazy times with this cat, you know, back in the day. Like, I think, like, ever since you're, like, 10 years old, you just do, like, the weirdest, dumbest shit, so.
Dude, we got in trouble a lot.
I'll just talk about it, you know? Like, I'm surprised, like, we didn't get in more trouble, though, you know? And
do you remember the day you met me? Or the day I met you?
Was that, like, when I was skating with Joe?
Yeah.
I was like, honestly, who the fuck is this douchebag?
This fucking kid. Joe lived down the street from me, and I skated with him a bit. Like, he moved here from Baltimore, and I went over to skate with him one day, and Noah was there, and you had those Lakais on, the, like, girl Lakai collab, I'm pretty sure, and I remember thinking, those shoes are sick, and we, like, skated a bit, and then first day of sixth grade, Noah was in my class, and I was like, what the fuck is that kid with the Lakais?
Damn.
Ever since then, dude. Yeah.
Like.
Oh, fuck.
You got it?
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, what? Like, starting sixth grade, you guys met?
First day of sixth grade.
Yeah.
You were, like, my first friend at Sunnyside besides the people I, like, knew that I came there with. Fucking. Dated all the girls that were best friends. Fucking.
I remember this one time, like, and I started to think about it, it's like such a weird coincidence. Do you remember that time we were at YMCA camp together?
Yeah.
So that's like a thing, like, we just became, like, we were becoming good friends. But, like, you gotta think about it. Out of all the weeks and out of all the cabins, we ended up in the same cabin.
There's, like, hundreds of cabins there, too.
And, like, there's different weeks, too, and my mom. And your parents didn't, like,
they
not
didn't,
know.
They didn't plan it out or nothing.
Like, they didn't even know each other.
I went there with Dylan, because me and Dylan went a couple of years in a row. And me and Dylan had the same cabin, get to our cabin. Fucking Oliver was there.
Yeah.
And then fucking Oliver's another dude we grew up with. And then Noah was there, too.
I was like, oh, my God, this couldn't get any better.
That was a rowdy cabin.
That was, like, the best week at camp ever. Like, I had gone and cut, like, years before, I was like, oh, this is all right, you know, it's fun.
Yep.
And then I was like, dude, no way, my friends are in my fucking cabin, it's gonna be sick.
And we had those kids, Will and what the fuck was his goddamn name, is Will and some other kid. They're both like fiery redhead, like.
Dude, I feel
crazy
like
dudes.
I feel like our cabin was pretty lit. Besides, like, I think we had a couple fat like queers in our fucking cabin that were like lame as fuck. Yeah. Oh, that was a good fucking week.
Right. I went to college with Will for a bit. That was the first time I saw him too after Camp Collins in like seventh grade, I think, sixth grade. And then I get to fucking college like three, like, what, years later. Can't do math.
What year was that? That was so...
Will's there, and I'm like, hey, you fell in that hole.
I think that was like fifth grade maybe, or sixth grade. It had to be fifth grade summer, sixth grade year, or sixth grade summer.
Like right before sixth grade maybe?
Yeah, because... Yeah, I don't know.
I met you before sixth grade.
Yeah.
I knew you when we went to sixth grade.
Okay, I think it was sixth grade. No. No, it had to be fifth grade summer because sixth grade was like, that's like prime years of our friendship. Like,
fuck yeah.
Chilling out every day.
Did you go to school in Vancouver? Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, Camas.
Hell yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Camas too.
I remember Noah. 8th grade year, he was on the football team, and our football team was garbage, dude. Like, we were the worst team.
I definitely went to a few games. Like, oh.
I remember, like, our friend Eddie, and no one else knew who Noah was at the time. And, like, Eddie and Noah are lining up, like, wide receiver, cornerback, and Noah fucking growls at Eddie. And he goes, dude, that guy fucking growled at me.
I could see that fucking for sure.
I don't even remember that.
That's fucking classic. I remember that football team, though. I remember it was just like, I'm like, the fucking coaches were just idiots. Like, hey, I know you guys are 8th graders, but we're going to run the Bears offense and defense because we like the Bears. I'm like, first of all, the Bears fucking suck. Second of all, we're fucking 8th graders. Play the fucking high school offense and defense like you're supposed to. Not even getting us set up for high school at all. Like, anyone that, I mean, there was probably like 5 people from that team that went to play high school football. But I remember the coach being like, all right, you're going to play offensive line. And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I get it. We got a lot of small guys. We got a lot of guys playing receiver or cornerback. But, dude, you're putting me in offensive line? And, like, legit, I was like, dude, why am I practicing? I'm not going to play this in a game. And he's like, I straight up told, like, all throughout all sports, I've always been respectful to coaches. But, like, that time I was like, dude, why am I practicing this? I'm not going to play this in a game. And sure shit puts me in the fucking game in Union against Union. I'm, like, looking at Jason and John. I'm like, just do that thing where you shoot right down at their knees. I was like, dude, you think I'm gonna fucking hold these guys off? You're fucking crazy. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? Like, God, what idiots. Like, I was probably one of the smallest guys on the team too. Like, there was probably some bigger receivers than me that could have just switched, but no, you. I'm like, yeah. And it's like, my dad's making me play this anyways. I'm like, fuck this fucking bullshit. It's like, I thought this was going to be cool, man. This shit sucks. I just remember, like, and, like, tackle drills were, like, the worst. I'm like, God. You ready to get a fucking concussion, kid? Let's go.
Were you on football, too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. That was an experience for sure.
You were, like, one of the better players, so coach was, like, makes you do it. Like, that was the worst part, too. Like, all right, Jake, you're going to be the quarterback and the running back.
I was the quarterback until we had to pass the ball, and then we threw it to the guy who could actually throw the ball.
Hey, Mark, you're going to steal over the fucking offensive line, but you're quarterback. Like, what? You need a fucking tall guy.
That's because I couldn't remember the plays.
Dude, you guys have some, like, fucking crazy stadium with, like, very showy games and shit, too. Yeah. Like, all the confetti and shit.
I think the best part, like, the best coincidence was how Riley Hennessy gets hurt. Like, yeah.
I think that was just, like, good for him because, like, dude, he should have not been on our team. Like, he deserved to be on a better team than us. Like, you really think about it, he probably would have got way worse if he was behind that O-line. Like, you got fucking... Sorry, O-line was horrible. I just remember just, like, just sack after sack. I remember watching you just get laid out.
It was not fun, dude.
When you dislocated your elbow?
That was, like, junior year. I had, like, dude, like, probably, like, after... after like sophomore year, I got really into it, and I practiced and worked out all
You're
the time.
Into it. I remember that.
And then like after that, like I just kind of was like lost interest because I started smoking weed. And then like I just remember like junior year, I was like, dude, this sucks. Like I did not like it at all. It's fucking just, it was horrible. Then yeah, I dislocated my elbow. I was like, hell yeah, now I don't gotta fucking play no
fucking
more.
Fucking out of here.
Yeah. Out of there. Yeah. Senior, I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking playing.
Dude, how did that happen?
Just like in this fucking idiot ass kid, like we're playing like two hand touch basically, and he just like rips, like tries to, I just catch the ball and he just tries to lay me out and like fucking dislocates my elbow. I was like, oh fuck. I just looked at my arm, I was like, yeah, that doesn't look right. Fucking fell down.
It's like the hardest fucking joint to dislocate in your fucking, whole body too, fucking, huh?
Yeah, it was numb, brutal. But like, dude. Yeah, fuck football, man. Unless you're, like, really good, it fucking sucks. Like, unless you're, like, playing all the fucking time and you're really fucking good, then, yeah, it's really fun. But if you're even second string, it fucking sucks. I remember, like, this one time seeing, like, it was junior year or sophomore year, and they brought all of JV up to play against Fort because Fort fucking's garbage. And I fucking laid this kid out and fucking, they're like, oh, yeah, good job. And then they pulled me out next play and, like, all right, that's it. I'm like, I just did good. Like, that was it. That's your two minutes of fame. You're out of there. Oh, you're not Zach Eagle. Ah, fuck you.
I just feel like that's how it was.
Right. That's funny, man.
Like, I wasn't like a star or anything. It was just like, man, anyone who was kind of good got pushed to the side for like the starters from Sense of Pop Warner.
Yeah. Yeah, favoritism is like everywhere, man.
I mean, I wasn't good, but I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
They could have looked at me a little bit.
You remember Anthony?
Gardner?
Fucking Gardner?
Yeah.
He was on Franklin football. Or not Franklin, Madison. Or no, he was on Franklin football. And he never learned the rules. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He would just run at whoever had the ball. He didn't give a fuck if they're on his team or not. He would just run at the ball and tackle whoever had it. And I think he got booted in, like, a week. He played a couple games. I went to one of his games and it was the funniest shit I ever saw in my life. For like context, Anthony was our fucking homie who is like one of the craziest people I knew. He's like GG Allen.
Like, he just do weird.
In a seventh grader.
You didn't want to be around him, like, because you'd be like, I might get hurt.
He was insane. I remember we were bombing down Hawthorne. We were skating to Burnside Skate Park and we were bombing Hawthorne. And on, like, 20th, like, between 25th and 20th, it's, like, not super fast, but you can haul balls if you want to. And there's a semi-truck turning from fucking, like, 20th onto Hawthorne, and he went straight under it. Damn. I thought he was going to die. This thing was turning fully this way, like, turning left up Hawthorne, and he's going down Hawthorne. And he had to swerve because the back wheels were coming in straight. And he, like, went under, swerved around them, kept fucking going.
That's nuts, man.
And we're with, like our friends Nikolai, Aiden, Dylan, bunch of people. And we all stopped because it got in the way. Like, we couldn't fucking get around it. And Anthony just kept going.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was on football at Franklin. And
damn.
He got the boot quick.
Yo, can you guys talk about, like, what it was like to grow up in Portland, like on that scene, whatever you guys are in?
I'm glad we grew up when we did, because
now everyone's Portland fucking soft.
Yeah, now it's like very gentrified and there's a lot of just fucking,
yeah,
safer.
I mean, I feel like
it was a lot more fun when it wasn't as safe. I feel like
in that two, I mean, like when I moved, we still hung out like almost every weekend.
Yeah,
but I feel like in high school, like, the eighth grade was a little, like, I didn't come over as much, but then when high school, yeah, I came over way more.
Yep.
And, yeah, we got into some shit for sure. Like, I got some good, like, we got some good funny stories.
Got a lot of footage of it, too. Like,
just,
I don't know where it is, but we both had these little, the flip cameras, and fucking, I had this little, like,
if you guys
mini
even
DV recorder.
If anyone even remembers what flips were, it's, like, basically what GoPro is now.
It's like the OG, yeah.
It was like a little, like, almost like a block phone with a button you push and it records and you can watch it back on it. And you watch it on a screen and you can watch it back.
They were super rad. I had like 3 or 4 of them because we would just fucking trash the shit out of them. And they were cheap too.
I remember, well, I guess to start off with a couple of stories. Like, just like a shooting fucking a BB gun at a post office man. Like, we had a BB gun up in his window. He had, like, a second, like, a two-story house, and we would go up in his window, fucking take a BB gun and just straight up, like, shoot cars out of his window with BB gun. Yeah. I remember one time I shot into a car, like, pew, like, went through the window. I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude, I fucking like, broke my window.
Oh, fuck.
We had this shitty, like, little pump-action shotgun. Like, you could get shot pretty much point blank and you'd be fine. Like, we were shooting people, like, it was fun. And I remember I put it down, like, I thought it was cleared and it was super sensitive, like you could just touch the trigger and fucking go off. And I put it down and next to my hip, like, we were kneeling on my bed looking out the skylight, and I set the butt down on my bed and it shot, it like set it off and shot up. I whizzed through my hair and fucking shattered the skylight above us. Like, it was like this bit. It went like big spider web.
Like, oh fuck! I was like,
oh shit!
Then the mailman came. He was parked for a bit, just straight up, just blasting his car like a bunch of times. And then your dad's like, you know, that's a fucking felony, right? And we're like, oh god.
I mean, we would have been okay. We were under 18, but
yeah, still like
at the time when he said it was a felony, we were like, oh shit,
probably shouldn't be doing that.
I think we hid in the basement for a little bit.
I remember that. I remember, like, just, like, coming from skating all the time. I remember fucking that one time we were waiting for the bus, and the bus didn't fucking pick us up because we had our skateboards. I swear that was it. We were literally waiting, like, and so in Portland they have, like, bus stops, the little pole and the little bus stop number. We were just standing there with our skateboards waiting, fucking, and you can, like, call and text the bus and see when it's coming. So it comes and just fucking drives right by us. I had to take a shit. I was fucking waiting. I was like, come on, let's go. I gotta take a shit. Fucking bus skips me, and we're like, text 15 minutes. I'm like, dude, I can't fucking wait 15 minutes. I fucking go, walk over. It's fucking nighttime. Squat on the fucking sidewalk. Take a shit on the sidewalk. And then I fucking run across the fucking way. Or no, I think I ran across the way first, grabbed some fucking leaves out of some bushes, and then just went and took a shit on the fucking...
Yeah, right at that bridge by Hollywood Transit Center.
Went and took a shit literally on the sidewalk.
Shit on somebody's yard.
It's like, fuck. I remember fucking egging that guy's... Like, oh, first we threw rocks at this guy's house. Oh, and then he fucking came out and chased us. Like, chased us down the fucking road. Like,
dude, we thought we were clear. And then we crossed Hawthorne... Or no, we crossed 39th into that church parking lot right by Hawthorne.
And there was
we thought we were clear. We hear these, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, like, footsteps. This dude's like, you little motherfuckers!
Like, me and you, like, booked it really fast. And I think there was, like, Dylan or something.
Weston.
Yeah, Weston was, like slow, and he was, like, still back there. He's like, hey, someone's coming! He starts fucking running. And we're like, and then, like, I think, like, the next week, I'm like, dude, fuck this dude. We go back to his house, fucking egg his house. Oh. And we come back to get the eggs, because we, like, set him down and grab, like, as many as we could. Run, egg his house, and then we run away. Then we come back to pick up the eggs. Fucking cops are there. It's so fucking funny. Dude. He's probably like, these motherfuckers came back and egg my fucking house.
Do you remember throwing that TV off the hotel balcony? It was like right by the Voodoo on Burnside.
It wasn't off the balcony, it was just like off like the curb, but it was like one of those old TVs really? with the fat backs.
Dude, it was like the loudest. We threw a lot of those tube TVs and it makes a fucking loud
I remember doing it like, I think that was like the first time I did it. I was like, dude, should I just do it? And like, oh, fuck it.
Like fucking pick up the 34th
and Division. Yeah, pick up the big ass TV and just like the big backs, you know? It's like the Mercury in it. So it's fucking throw it on its face. You barely have to fucking throw those things.
It
just
didn't
fucking
mean nothing.
Throw it. Boosh, fucking explodes. Light, like a light happens, and we fucking just book it. Yeah. Fucking everyone at Voodoo's like, what the fuck was that?
Dude, it sounded like a fucking car accident.
Yeah, it was like
it is so loud.
It's insane. Like, because you know, like everyone's getting rid of those, so they put them on the side of the road for free. And then, like, next time I seen one, I was like, dude, should I do it again? It's like, yeah, fucking boosh. Like, God, now, if you would have seen some kids do that, you'd be like, hey, motherfucker!
Right, I'd be like, you fucking little shits. Yeah. I remember the second time by division, I was like 2 blocks away by the time you had thrown it. I was fucking like, dipped. Like, and even start 2 running. Blocks away, it was like,
damn.
Boo! It was fucking gnarly.
Like, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna throw this, start fucking running. Right?
And every fucking Halloween, we would steal a shopping cart and go pumpkin hunting. Like, throw pumpkins at shit.
I remember that one time we filled up a whole fucking shopping cart full of pumpkins and we just pushed it down the road and then we're like getting sketched out. We're like, oh, we thought someone would watch it.
Somebody was like following us.
So we like, I just parked it in front of a house and started, I put like 30 pumpkins on someone's front porch. So I just
dude, we
up.
Surrounded his door with pumpkins and we put some on his car, I think, too.
Like, wake up, what the fuck is this?
It was all like jack-o'-lanterns yeah. with the faces like yeah. facing towards the door.
How the hell did I get all those pumpkins? It's like a prank, but not even like a bad prank. It's like, what the fuck? Why is there
very
like
harmless prank? Yeah. Unless he like has a heart attack or something, he opens the fucking door.
Remember that time we put shit on the girl's doorstep? Like, legit, like one of those cookie tins, like the circular cookie tins.
In the Walgreens.
I went to, like, a fucking, a store, shitting it. I was like, dude, this smells like shit. Fucking just pooped in it. And then we're like, where should I put this? So we like, hey, I know someone who lives here. Let's put it in front of our house. So we fucking put a little note on the front of it that says, from your secret admirer. Fucking on our doorstep.
Dude,
fucking like banging on.
Swung it at the door.
Fucking banging on. Open up!
You came out of the bathroom in the Walgreens with like the like, what was it, like a fucking cookie tube or
yeah.
some shit?
Yeah.
And you're walking through, we were trying to get out the door. The bathroom's on the opposite end of the exit. And it smelled so fucking bad, dude. It just
no, the fucking
like shit.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking shit in the can, man. Like, the can's not gonna hide the fucking smell.
I don't know how many times I was with you and you shit in public.
I remember a couple, like a month, puke on purpose. Like,
oh yeah, we tried the banana challenge with. Is it Sprite and bananas?
Oh,
you ever hear of that?
Yeah.
You like drink a quart, or you drink a
2 liter or like half
a,
liter, or something.
Like a half liter of Sprite or a liter of Sprite. You drink a liter of Sprite as fast as you can, and you eat a banana, or vice versa, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
And apparently, it makes you throw up. I didn't throw up, but you fucking. Oh my god, we got on film. I don't remember where it's at, but you puked everywhere.
I remember having that's on camera somewhere. I remember Dylan's got, like, a picture, because he just had, like, cameras, or he had, like, a nice camera.
Dude, it was the yellow,
I remember the one time he had a party at his house, when his mom was gone, but his mom knew, and she didn't even give a shit, and we got so baked. I remember that, and I
banged my ex in his mom's bed, and he got pretty mad.
Well, I remember I was like,
sorry, Dylan, I love you.
Sitting there, and I was like, dude, we gotta go. It's like, we gotta go, man. And you're like, well, I'm like, dude, just come on, we gotta go. I'm like, and then we get outside, I'm like, dude, fill my pants. Seriously, just fill them. And you're like, what? I'm like, I think I pissed my pants. And you're like, no, they're dry. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Dude, you really thought you pissed them.
I thought I was pissing my pants. I was so mad.
That's when we would roll joints by like wrapping a paper around a pencil licking it and then like take it off the pencil after it dries, put a crush in it, and then stuff it.
I remember just getting, because Dylan was like selling weed, and I was like, I remember just getting so high. I was like, I think I pissed my pants, man. I was like, dude, just touch it. Touch them. I don't fucking know. I can't, because I kept touching them. I felt that they felt wet, but I was like,
I felt them. I felt them. They're dry as a bone.
I remember this one time he said he had a picture of me where I'm like staring off, and he's like, you're staring off, and then literally nothing, because he's like naked flashing his dick or something to the camera. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm laying on the couch, like looking into like nowhere. It's like you're looking into the kitchen, man. There's literally no one in the kitchen.
Oh my god, I miss that house. I had to use that house's address to go to Cleveland High School, or else I would have had to gone to Franklin. And I would have been going to Franklin with my friend Oliver, and was clean and sober now for like a year or so, I guess. But he started doing meth like right after he went to Franklin.
Damn.
Like, damn, I'm kind of glad I didn't go there with you, man. I just kind of got stoned at Cleveland.
Dude, remember the first time we took a dab?
I took nine dabs the first time I took dabs.
It was the second time you took a dab. It was the first time I took a dab. I'm like, I got me fucked up. Just give me. You took two dabs and then like, all right, Olaf. Well, see you later then. And then we're like, dude, should we take the bus? And we're like, no, man, we gotta walk. They're gonna know we're fucking high. It's like, dude, it's a fucking city bus.
I missed that. There was such like when we first started smoking weed. I'm sure like with you too. Like there was that weird innocence. You still had to hide it and shit. Yeah. I miss that, honestly.
They're gonna know I'm high.
I always felt paranoid, yeah, just like smoking.
I never got paranoid. I would just laugh at every fucking little stupid goddamn thing.
I'm just like, the people would know I'm high. Oh,
dude, I remember like going back to your house and your dad knew we were ripped. He's like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" We're like, "Nothing."
Are y'all stoned?
I'm like, he was like, "No." Or they just like say something, just like, "Oh, what?" Like, he's like, obviously knows they're fucking just
they knew, so it was funny, too, when my little brother started smoking weed, because he got caught so many more times than we ever did. Like, every fucking time he tried to smoke at the house, he got caught. What? And it was so funny watching my parents catch him, because I was like, that was me. I thought I was so good, and I just was absolutely not good.
Well, I remember one time we had smoked, and then we were coming back to your house for like a minute, and then we're leaving to smoke. I had like a joint in my like pocket. Your dad, and I was like, "Oh god!" And I was like, "Dude, I fucking had to reek like weed." Didn't have like a fucking half joint in my pocket. Hey, what's going on, man? No, nothing.
We went on that fucking road trip to the Civil War, the Beavers and
Dixon. Oh yeah, yeah,
with my uncle and aunt. And we had this, like, bunk in the top of the RV that we were just rolling joints in at night. Sorry, Uncle Bill and Aunt Erin.
I remember fucking showing up to good that. Time. Like, my grandpa drove me over there, but we smoked the whole entire car ride there. And I got in the car with your dad and your kid driving us over there. And your brother's like, "You smell funny." He's like, "Shut up." I was like, "Shut up." "Shut up, man. I'm fucking know I smell funny. I smoked like 10 bowls in the car." We get there, I'm like, "Dude, I'm so fucking high."
Did you guys ever get into like shit fucking shenanigans in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's bad as that, but yeah. We were just like smoking a lot of weed. Yeah.
Camus adventures,
like,
dude.
Fucking getting high. Like, I don't even know why we thought getting high at Doc Harris was a good idea, but I think that was probably the worst idea. Like,
it's Doc Harris.
Like, the big stadium. Like, oh, you're gonna sneak into Doc Harris, hop the fences, and fucking smoke weed inside. Like, that's the good idea.
What the fuck?
I mean, like, honestly, there was a school right across from Eddie's house, so like, yeah. Like, we smoked that once, but it was like, why wouldn't that be a good spot?
No one was even there.
That's what so many times we smoke weed at, like, dumbest places. Like, dude, Doc Harris, really? And I remember one time we were walking, a fucking camera flashed. Like, they had a video camera. Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, fuck, let's go!" Never got in trouble, but, dude, that's not good looking. Or, like, we built a bong and we left it up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude, milk jug bongs.
Yeah, it was, like, an Arizona tea bong.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, like, why didn't... And then we start smoking at his base. We're like, why didn't we just do this before? I'm like, he's like, "God, I don't want to fucking smoke in my house." Like, your mom does not give a fuck.
It's a safe haven.
Yeah, like, your basement is the safest spot to smoke weed. Like, legit. Then it was the shed. So it was like, I remember, like,
just like to escape. I'd be like, Eddie, can I come over and we'll smoke and just get smoke and just get super stoned.
Like 6 hours.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
I remember you guys, it was just me, Eddie, and Jason, and we're like, we were trying to get alcohol and we just couldn't. Jason's like, fuck it, I'll do it. Goes in the Safeway, fucking steals a bottle of Bombay. Like, he said he put it up his shirt and just walked out. And then I ended up drinking like half of it by myself and no one else was drinking. Like, then we like smoked.
That was when you fucking threw up. You like called me after that.
You just threw up. I drank too much Bombay.
I threw up all over Eddie's room. Oh, like, God. Just like everywhere. He's at home because he didn't say shit afterwards. Like, he's just like, I threw up like all over these towels. I was like, Jason, are you laying there, man? I just threw up all over these. And he's like, and he just fucking follows him. Like, I'm like, Jason, I threw up all over these towels. He's so fucked up. He just falls asleep in it. I'm like, dude, Jason, don't lay there. Because I put a bunch of towels down in case, like, I threw up. I had a bucket, and, yeah, I fucking woke up that morning, fucking threw up. My dad picked me up and was like, you don't look too good. I was like, yeah, I feel really sick.
Good times, man.
I remember that night, dude. We went and bought some weed from Alex Suke. Fucking, we smoking out like a... Okay, I made a bong one time, like a Gatorade bong. You remember this bong? I made a Gatorade bong with like a cable connector bowl piece. And Eddie would like not throw it away. He's like, no, this is a good bong, man.
He's in a plastic bong.
Yeah, like forever. He's like, this is good, man. This is a good one. I'm like, whatever. He's like, and then I remember like being really fucking drunk. I was like, dude, I'll eat that ash. I fucking ate weed ash.
I know a guy that only eats, like, weed bud. He says, like, get some stone.
He just eats, like, flour?
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's weird, man. I don't know.
He's high. Like, that's not how you do it, but he's fucking high. What the fuck?
I didn't understand it at all, man. I was like...
I got one more pack of his.
Man.
Damn. Oh my god, do you remember, I think it was my 15th birthday, when we got, like, the dude pulled a gun and the other dude had a chain?
Oh, dude, that was gnarly.
Yeah.
I don't even tell people about that.
Dude, I'll tell it now. We were I think it was my 15th birthday.
Yeah, like, we've always been out on your birthday.
Yeah, we always, all my birthdays, we would go out and skate. Like, I remember one year we hitchhiked out to fucking, like, Gabriel Park. Which is totally, you don't need to hitchhike, it's not that far. But it was fun. There was like 8 of us packed in this lady's 4-seater car. She picked us up for whatever fucking reason.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure it was 15th birthday. We, first of all, took a bus out to like Tualatin Skate Park. And my friend Jake Romero was with us. I love Jake. Fucking idiot gave us bad directions. It took like 4.5 hours to get there for what should have been maybe an hour bus ride. I love you, Jake. That was stupid. But so we take 4 hours to get there, whatever. Fucking skate for like 15 minutes and I break my board in half.
Damn.
Yeah, I was bummed. And then I can't remember how, somehow I got another board and we eventually like skated around, like took some buses, ended up downtown. And we were downtown at like west side of the steel bridge. I'm pretty sure it was a steel bridge. There's like this brick corner with a bus stop and like an alleyway that goes under the bridge.
Okay.
And it was me, Noah, Jake, fucking our friend Weston, Dylan, like bunch of, there's probably like 10 of us, 12 of us maybe. And oh, I remember how I got another board. Somebody had this fucking sick girl board, and I'd wanted a girl board for a while, and I took it, set that shit up. It was sick. But we're at the bus stop, and these two dudes on BMX bikes, like, skirted around us, like, fucking peeled out. and yelled at us. They're like, fucking skater faggots.
Damn.
And we're like, yo, come on. And me and my friend Jonas were yelling back at them. We were like, seat fuckers, like, you fucking stupid ass BMXers. Like, I don't even have a problem with BMXers, but
they were just causing
issues. They had words.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to have some words. And we yelled at them, and they fucking turn around. And I'm, like, 15. I was tiny. I'm still fucking small. But
yeah.
When I was 15, I was, like, 4'8", maybe, something. And,
these guys, like, adults?
Yeah, they're big as fuck, and they're both wearing bandanas over their faces. And fucking they turn around, and I was like, ah, shit, what have we done? And they come back, and fucking it's, like, me, Jonas, Noah, Dylan, fucking Jake, Weston, like, bunch of skater kids. We're all, like, 15 about. I think me and Dylan are about the oldest out of everybody we're with, mm-hmm. except maybe I think Vinny was there. But, these biker dudes come up. One of them fucking locks eyes with me, and he had a bike lock on a chain.
Fuck.
And it was like a big, thick chain. It was like to hold fences together and shit. And he has his whole bike lock on this chain, and he's swinging it in a circle, just walking towards me.
What?
And I was just fully mentally preparing to just get the shit kicked out of me. I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'm going down for sure. And then the other dude starts yelling at us, and he's like, what the fuck did you say? And I was like, yo, like, you yelled at us. Like, what did you think? We were just not going to say anything? And they're all yelling at us and fucking... I remember Jake, Bad Directions Jake, he came through and he, like, somehow started kind of talking them down. And then they got pissed again. Fucking chain swingers still
coming
up to me. He's backing me up against the wall of this, like, I think it's a bank. And then the alleyway under the bridge, this dude fucking, he picks his shirt up, and he had a fucking gun in his
Damn.
Pants, and he goes, go to the alleyway, like, get in that fucking alley right now. And I remember, I don't remember what I was thinking, I was like, no, dude, what the fuck, I ain't going in that alleyway, are you kidding me? And he's like, get the fuck in the alleyway. I was like, I'm not going back there, you're probably gonna kill me if I go back there. And he's like, get the fuck in the alleyway.
Damn.
And this whole time, we were waiting for the goddamn bus. It's at a bus stop. And the fucking bus shows up, like, as they're starting to, like, get us back there. We were fucked. And, we run to the bus. We're getting on. And Weston was the last person on the bus out of all of us. And one of the fucking bikers, they started kind of chasing us a little bit when we ran to the bus. And the bus driver saw and, like, made it so the doors are kind of closing, like, as Weston ran on.
Mm-hmm.
And the biker got his arm through and grabbed Weston.
Damn.
And he was trying to pull Weston out the bus, and the bus driver just started fucking driving away.
Jeez.
Biker, like, falls out the bus, whatever. And we're freaked out. We go to the back of the bus, fucking go to Washington High School, which was still just an abandoned high school at the time. Now it's, like, a venue with fancy bars and shit. We get out, Washington High School, fucking chill at the 7th stair. I remember we were all having, like, little heart attacks. Just like, holy fuck, dude, we almost just either died or, like, fucking
That's
got
fucking
the
nuts,
shit beat
dude.
Out of us. And, Weston, fucking, there's a dude biking up the street outside of Washington High School, and Weston just ran. Like, we found him, like, 2 or 3 blocks away. He freaked out. It wasn't the dudes that were chasing us on bikes, but he saw a biker and just fucking
He's got PTSD
out.
Now for,
dude,
like, 5 years.
It was fucking hilarious.
That's
was,
a crazy ass
gnarly.
Story.
Like,
man.
It was pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Never really gotten in that kind of situation, at least with guns, before.
Yeah, that's scary, dude.
Yeah. And we're like 15, like a bunch of 13,
alley.
14, 15 year olds.
Get in that alley, boy.
Dude, they were like, get in the fucking alley.
They legit chased us. Like, they chased
yeah.
the
Damn.
Bus.
Yeah, they were chasing the bus.
And it's like, when people ask about Portland, yeah, it's pretty chill.
That's the Portland I miss.
Fuck, dude, try this fucking whiskey. Oh, fuck.
You got whiskey?
Yeah, in that glass right there.
Oh, right here? Thank you.
I don't know, I might have poured too much.
Oh, you got ball ice.
Yeah, I think the ball ice is making it look like it's more, but it could be wrong.
Dude, it looks like a fishing bob.
How is it? It's pretty...
yeah.
No,
it's good.
Jake is pretty good.
I literally just tried to take a sip from this beer without opening it.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be, but...
It's pretty, like, strong.
It's strong and smooth, but, yeah, it's strong as fuck.
You got me. You gave me a hoobaboo.
Yeah. It's, and that's the thing, is I tried buying nicer whiskey, but... It's, like, $25 bottle. Like, I bought like, three $25 bottles just to...
Is it this?
No, it's in the freezer. It's Buffalo Trace.
Oh, I love Buffalo.
Rogan drinks it. I bought, like, a couple different kind of whiskeys to try. I said, yeah. Fuck it.
You had a Woodford Reserve?
No, what's that?
I like Woodford Reserve. It's like, not super expensive. It's pretty popular.
Dude, do you have any...
That's good.
Do you have any back pain?
Back pain?
Yeah. Back like pain.
Pain?
Yeah, like back pain. Dude, I...
Not really, knock on wood. I got really bad knee pain.
I got a cupping set, bro.
Dude, actually, wait. Can I, like, try that fucking shit?
Yeah, dude.
Should... Yeah.
Take off your shirt, but keep your microphone on your shirt near your face. We'll do this podcast
The mic to my nose right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, cut me.
We're going to do a live cupping session on the podcast. Dude, try that whiskey.
I gotta take a leak first.
All right.
Yeah, honestly, I get like sore back, but it's not like sharp pain.
Yeah,
it's
just, I'm, like, I get sore. I'll break out the set.
Good, but yeah.
What is it?
That's that Buffalo Trace.
Some Buffalo Trace whiskey. Ooh.
Dude, I got a whole setup.
Yeah, that's solid, man.
It's good, man. It's fucking stacked. Yeah, I need to put some of this CBD shit on my fucking back.
We're getting oiled up here.
I'm oiling my back up, too, dude. It's fucking sweet.
Man. Yeah, that's solid, dude. All I'm saying is, can I crash now at your place?
Oh, yeah, you're good. You've been good. I figured you were. You've been drinking pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go lift in the morning if you want. Or you got work, right?
All right, school.
School? What time you got school?
I got to do homework, too. Fuck. I'll probably wake up in the morning early.
Yeah, I got to take him to back to Portland in the morning, so.
Yeah, that sounds good, man.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. I'm excited for this season, dude.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to talk about that.
Yeah. While Max is in the bathroom, this Saturday we have a episode coming up with fucking John, the owner of Ecliptic.
Ooh.
We're going to get a fucking video. We're going to video tour the whole facility for you guys. We're going to get a tasting. I think we'll try to video. I'll try to videotape the tasting. But yeah,
we should get the... tasting.
Yeah, like I'll video you tasting.
Yeah,
video me tasting. We'll make like a mashup on your Mac. Like I'm pretty good at iMovie, so we can make like a good movie for it.
That'd be cool.
And the cool thing about Instagram now is they have the IGTV.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we can make a movie, put it on our YouTube or on our YouTube and our Instagram, and then click the make the thing where it says keep watching, and then it can be on the IGTV.
That's cool, man. I'm not gonna lie, YouTube is good. Got one video. It's got like a lot of views.
Dude, I was looking back on my other YouTube accounts.
Yeah.
I got a video that has like 100,000, like 300,000 views.
Which one?
Fucking, it's like a...
The Deshaun Watson one?
Deshaun Jackson highlight video, man. Dude. Like, legit is like hella fucking listens.
Dude, I still watch your Facts of Life, Young Nemo.
Dude,
oh, that Young shit.
Yeah. You heard Facts of Life?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Dude Facts of Life is good. Yeah, that was really good.
Shut that door, but put the towel close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I got the kids sleeping. Dude. Yeah.
What, we're going to get our new own studio here?
I'm pretty sure, like, when I get my new place, I'm going to do something with, like, basically just get a table where we can set up the laptop and the microphones, and I'll get some microphone holders. And basically, all I need is chairs, that table, and the microphone holders, and yeah, like, that will be like a better setup than we've ever
had. Better setup, better content.
Yeah, just like this season's gonna be legit.
It's gonna be fun, man. I always like doing this stuff. It's cool. But
well, the first time we did it, man, we got hit on a roll and just kind of
phased out.
Life happened, man. But this time, dude, we could even try to get Ricky back on.
Oh yeah, we should.
Just be like, let's talk about Uriah Faber.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Oh, he's gonna cup sesh here.
Dude.
Should we do a live cupping session, or should we end the podcast?
Let's just end it. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good podcast, fellas. All right.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening, man. That was the road. Say your outs, Max.
Cheers, y'all.
Thank you all.
Stay tuned.